The blue wave that Democrats had been hoping for nationally on Tuesday hit Vermont a long time ago. But one Vermont Republican has somehow maintained his foothold in this otherwise left-leaning state. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, voters have given incumbent Governor Phil Scott a second term in office.
By Republican standards, Phil Scott is about as socially liberal as they come. By Democratic norms, he's a staunch fiscal conservative. In Vermont, at least, that's been a surefire formula for political success. And on Tuesday night, the Republican incumbent coasted to re-election on a night when Democrats notched convincing victories in every other statewide office that was up for grabs.
Well, thank you very much for being here tonight.
That was Scott addressing supporters at an election night party in Burlington late Tuesday. During his first 2 years in office, Scott mostly made good on his campaign pledge not to raise taxes or fees. And while he signaled some openness to raising revenues during his second term, Scott's call for fiscal restraint is as loud now as it's ever been.
And I know that the high costs of living and doing business, energy, healthcare, education, and taxes are forcing too many to look elsewhere for opportunities.
Scott so far has focused his cost-cutting efforts squarely on a kindergarten through 12th grade public education system that now costs taxpayers $1.7 billion a year. His controversial proposals have included caps on school budgets and mandatory reductions in school staff. The House and Senate Democrats that control the legislature rejected both. But Scott made clear in a post-victory speech interview Tuesday that reining in education costs will remain at the forefront of his gubernatorial agenda.
We have 30,000 fewer students than we did 20 years ago in our education system, and I believe that we should be looking at a cradle-to-career type continuum of learning.
A few miles away from Scott, Democrat Christine Hallquist took the stage at a hotel conference center in Burlington to concede defeat. She thanked Scott for a well-fought campaign.
We sparred well, and I think Vermont is a beacon of hope. We showed the rest of the country what good democracy looks like.
But Hallquist, the first transgender major party gubernatorial nominee in history, said the issues that defined her platform, like a $15 minimum wage and paid family leave, won't necessarily die with her campaign.
And we will continue to fight for what is right and what is just.
Scott and the democratically controlled legislature have feuded bitterly at times over state budget issues over the past 2 years. And while the Republican governor won by double digits Tuesday, his party lost a number of seats in the House of Representatives.
In electing a governor of one party and a legislature by another, the message Vermonters have sent to us tonight is clear. Work together.
It was unclear late Tuesday whether Democrats had picked up enough seats in the House to hold a veto-proof supermajority, but their continued domination in both chambers of the legislature is certain. And that means if Scott wants to get major policy reforms passed in a divided government, he'll have to find some way to unify with his Democratic rivals. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.